So we've just seen a whole bunch of people who have been highly praised over this past year for what they've done. I imagine if you were to look back over the blogs and the newspapers, that the word count on those different individuals is pretty high over this past year. But you don't always need a lot of words to say a lot, which might be a relief this morning as I start to speak. Look at our Christmas song we're thinking about this morning. You might remember last Sunday morning we thought about Zachariah's song. Well, today we're thinking about the angel's song. That was a bit longer. This one is really quite short, but actually really pretty loud, because there was a whole choir of angels singing on that hillside outside Bethlehem. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests. That swept out over the heads of some awestruck and amazed and surprised and still a little bit fearful shepherds. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests. God did something that was worth praising by a whole choir of angels on that first night just outside a little town called Bethlehem. And it brought forth songs of glory from the angels. A baby lay in a manger. Go and see him, the angels said to the shepherds. Now, going to see a new baby is always a wonderful experience, isn't it? It's always really exciting to go and see a new baby. And we always say, well done, mum. Because she's been through it. It's right and proper that we do that. We say, well done to the one who's given birth. But the angels here sing glory to God, not to Mary, don't they? Because this baby is different. This baby is a long-promised Saviour. This is good news that will bring great joy to all the people. Glory to God, sang the angels. Glory to God in the highest heaven. Because he has sent a saviour. But there's more, because God has not simply sent a saviour. God himself has come as a saviour in the person of his son. God has come to the rescue for a broken world that we were praying for earlier on. Glory to God in the highest heaven, sang the angels. Glory and praise to God, because he's not stood far off and distant and uninterested, but he's come close to us. He's Emmanuel, one of the names given to Jesus. Emmanuel, God with us. He's come to save. And then the angels sang, on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests. That God, the Saviour, comes to bring peace. Not to bring tranquility and calm, but peace as in reconciliation. Peace as in restored relationship. Peace as in forgiveness. Forgiveness from God. God comes to offer peace with himself. But we might ask, how do we know who are those on whom his favour rests? How do we know who are those on whom his favour rests? Well, remember what the angels have just announced to the shepherds. A saviour who is good news for who? For all the people. So that invitation sounds pretty open to me. The key is not whether you are good enough to earn God's favour, but whether you are humble enough to recognise that you need God's favour. The question actually is whether you will come to the Saviour. Will you come and be at peace with God? Will you accept the forgiveness that he offers? But you might ask at this point, in the words of Santa's song, who rewards those who are nice but not those who are naughty, why would God want to know me? Why would he want to rest his favour on me after what I've done to others and what I've done to him? How I've ignored him. It's just beyond belief. Think back for a minute to some of those individuals who earned praise in 2019. Ben Stokes won a test match when no one thought it was possible. Siya Kolisi captained South Africa to World Cup glory as a black man when a few years earlier that would have been the last thing anyone would have ever thought would have happened. The men of the D-Day landings came ashore through a hail of bullets that would surely have left any sane man cowering back in the landing craft. And who would have imagined a 14-year-old girl would have had the impact on the world in getting us thinking about climate change? If you'd suggested any of those scenarios before they happened, few would have believed you. It just doesn't make sense. Imagine for a moment the potential conversation around the angelic dining tables before that first Christmas. Have you heard? Our God, the King of Glory, he wants to deal with rebellious human beings, with those people who've ignored him and taken his good gifts and ignored him completely. A That's what we've all done, if essentially. How's he going to do it? Well, presumably they're working on a great display of fireworks and thunder to instill fear, to make people see his power. That's what he's going to do, isn't it? No, no. Have you just had the memo? His son, the one who sits at his right hand in glory, the one who is the architect of all creation, is going to be born as a baby in poverty. And he's going to grow up to be rejected and killed on a cross to take the consequences for their rebellion. That's what's going to happen. Well, hang on a minute. That makes no sense. That makes no sense. Unless he is a God of such immense kindness and grace and mercy and justice that this is what displays what he is like the best. You see, you would never have imagined that this is what God would do, but it is what happened. It's what we celebrate at Christmas, because that's the kind of God we have. That's the kind of God who is there. That's why the angels sang, "Glory to God in the highest," because this is who he is. This is what God is like. This is God's glory. To humble himself, to rescue people like you and me, to come at the greatest of cost, so that there might be peace to those on whom his favour rests. On you and me. As we simply turn and say, thank you. Thank you, God, for loving me. Let's pray together. Father, thank you that we have so much to celebrate this Christmas time. Thank you not simply for sending a Saviour, but Lord Jesus, thank you for coming as our Saviour, to be born in poverty and to grow up and die on a cross, that you might take the consequences we deserve, so that we might know the favour of the Father, not because we've earned it, but because he has given it. Thank you that you are so generous and kind and gracious and full of mercy. Help us to celebrate that this Christmas day. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.